להציל אותי.
Hello everybody, happy Monday. Okay, today we are going to be covering the trauma, emotional trauma release, which is, if you have the main book, it's B1. And it looks like this page here. So I will be taking people that want me to do a quick demonstration, using them as an example for the new students. So if anybody...
I would love that.
Okay, I'm sure. Just please raise your hand and I will come to you. Okay, if you have any questions or comments, just raise your hand and I'll be happy to address it. But I'm just going to quickly do a demonstration on how to do it. And just so you know, there are multiple ways of doing this. Okay, so don't get tripped up if it's not exactly how it was in the video. There's a couple different ways. All right, so this is what the sheet looks like. Okay, I'm going to share my screen here so you have it in front of you. Now, theoretically, the quickest possible way, I'm just going to show you how to do this quickly, is that you can just put your hand on, let's say, like a neglect Kaima for you in level one and layer one. And you just put your, you put a dot there. Okay, you can put a dot there. And then you go into adaptive response, which is the way that your system has adapted to this trauma. And you would put dots on all the places that you find apply to you. And then behavior. These are the behaviors that have happened as a result of all these things that have happened. So you just put a dot going all the way down in the boxes. Okay. Now, I think the video says you have to write how many there are. And the reason why we want to do it by counting them is so we make sure that they all properly cleared. And if they didn't, how many didn't clear? Okay. But to do it really quickly, is you can just put a dot there and whatever clears, clears, and you just keep moving. You could do it that way, okay? That's one way. But the way that we're teaching it today is we're gonna actually be thorough and we're gonna write down the actual numbers that are coming up. So we're gonna just start with the first layer, okay? And we put dots on all the things that apply for this first layer. And then we're gonna go to the second layer and we do the same thing in the third layer, in the fourth layer, in the fifth layer, and so on. Now, the first thing you want to do is you want to first find out how many total are there. Okay, so you'd write that. Let's say you got 500 total layers of trauma. So you'd write 500 right here. And then you start with the first layer and you work your way down. So there's only 10 columns here. So that means you're going to probably need a couple of copies of this, which is why I say to make a copy. Don't write in your actual book because you don't want to ruin the page. Okay, so I'm going to take some examples, take some people that are interested in me using them as an example, and we will get through everybody. There's time all week, okay? So I know that Yehida wanted one. All right, let me just see. Please use your hand. Raise your hand if you would like me to use you as an example. Esther, you want me to use you an example?
Yes, please.
Okay, and do you have a question as well, or just... We're going to demonstrate it a few times, and then if you have questions at the end, then we can take questions, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, great. And Gitsy, you want me to use you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Please. Alrighty. Anybody else want me to use them as an example? Okay, so I see we have Shani. Okay, Shauna. And Maki. We'll try to get through as many as we can. Sometimes it goes really fast and sometimes we get stuck. And we're going to do this all week, okay? This is a really amazing protocol. Anybody else want me to use them as an example? And then we'll take questions at the end. Batsheva. Hello, Batsheva.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, my dear. Good morning. Okay, I think we have enough for today, and we will, oh, Sigalit, okay, hi. Alrighty, and like I said, if we don't get through all of them today, we'll carry on tomorrow, and we're going to play with this. This is a really fun protocol, okay? It's got a lot of different practical uses. We've had quite a few people who are therapist who now use this protocol, and they say it is by far one of the best they have seen. Even trauma therapists agree it's the quickest way to clear trauma. Okay, so I'm just taking these in order, and again, we're just going to get through as many as we can. I'm going to stop after each one, and please raise your hand if you have a question regarding what I did. I'm going to start with Yehida. Okay, so I'm going to first, I want to see how many layers does Yehida have of trauma. Is it more than 1,000, more than 500, 600, 700, 800, 900? It's approximately 900, okay? You don't have to be exact with this, okay? The only time you have to be exact is when you're trying to clear a trigger, sorry, when you're trying to clear a trauma on a specific line and it's not clearing. That's when you have to be specific, okay? I do want
to... You don't need to be specific with the type of trauma you're releasing? You're just doing general?
No, we're going to be specific, but give me 1 second. I just realized I'm missing a pen. Give me a second. When I do this protocol, I like to use erasable pen because you'll see why. Okay, so let me just make sure this works. Okay, perfect. So you can just erase it. Okay, so the first thing is, so she's got 900 approximate layers. Now this number is going to change. And even though we just clear one layer, this might jump to 800 suddenly. And people are like, how does that happen? I have no idea, but it does. So we just want a basic ballpark of what we're starting at as we work our way down the layers. Okay, we're going to clear, clear, clear. Could be we get to 10 and this 900 will suddenly jump down to 100 left. Okay. Sometimes this is other people's stuff that's on her system. There's a lot of reasons why this number jumps, but we're just starting with the number and we'll see where we go. Okay, so the first layer that we're dealing with is either neglect, lack of attachment, abuse, tear by caregiver, developmental trauma, violation. Okay, so we've got complex post-traumatic stress, which means it's just a very complex situation that she's got. So I'm putting a dot here. Now, I could also count how many of them are there. Is it more than, okay, actually, let me do that. I'll do it that way. Is it more than 1,000 on the first layer? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. 6,000 on layer one of a complex post-traumatic stress, which means she's gone through major trauma and complex trauma. Now we want to see how on this first layer has her system adapted to going through all this trauma. So we have this one, this one, this one, this one, brain disconnect. So we would end up doing brain work on her, which we learn in level two, but there's no point in doing the brain work until we finish all the trauma, because the brain will just short out because of this trauma. And let's see her behavioral responses. I'm just testing it down. This is in an A, B, rage, abusive, destructive. Is it in C? Is it in D? Okay, so here we got. So we're going to clear now the first layer of the 6,000 complex post-traumatic stress, which caused her brain to disconnect and short out. And also, she can have moments of rage, abusive, and destructive behavior. Okay, so what I'm going to do.
Rachel, I'm sorry, but have you identified, like, which trauma are you working on?
Does it matter?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to go up and down, and we're just going to clear it. It's registered as a category of trauma. That's all we need to know. We don't need to know what the trauma was. That's what's so beautiful about this work. We don't get caught up in the content of the trauma. We just release the trauma. Okay, so I'm just going back and forth, waiting for it to clear. Okay, did it clear? It cleared. Did it fully clear? It fully cleared. All this cleared, Baruch Hashem. Now I want to ask the question, can I do another layer? I can't. Because this number was so big, I have to wait. So what I would do is I would put, and we're going to move this over. I realize this needs to be moved over a drop, but put the date here, which is 12/25. Okay, and I have to find out how many days or weeks do I have to wait till we could do the next layer, number two. They have to wait more than a week. No. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Okay. So in 5 days, Yakira, you can do your next one. Okay. In 5 days.
Thank you very much. How many letters did you say she had?
6,000.
She had 6,000 conflicts. How many layers of trauma did she have?
Okay. Let's
read. 900.
Okay. It's 900 total layers of trauma. Layers. Okay, so let's describe what's the difference between a number and a layer. We have this complex web of information on our system, and the body is so smart that it, like the skin, it wants to release stuff in layers, okay? Trauma therapy, they go according to trauma, which may or may not be the most effective way to release it. It's great to talk about what's on your mind, but in terms of releasing it, this is the most effective way. And we've tried it lots of different ways, and this by far is the fastest, most efficient, seamless, painless way to do this, okay? So the first thing is we want to find out how many total layers on the body, on the system, does she have? She's got approximately 900 layers. And within each layer, she could have a million traumas, okay? The body's going to categorize them according to like types of traumas. So if one woman went through the exact same trauma over and over and over and over and over and over and over, it's going to put it all on that same layer to just release everything in one go, assuming it's not entangled with something else. And that's when sometimes stuff doesn't leave. We have to potentially mark it if it's not leaving. Maybe we have to wait. Maybe you have to wait a couple months. That's why we're very detailed by the work that we do. Okay?
That's a long time to clear those 900 layers.
Well, 900. So now if I were to test how many layers does she have left based on what we just did, is it more than 800, more than 850? It's already less than 850 at this stage. So even though we only cleared one layer, she's down to, is it more than 810, 820, 830, 840? It's about between, it's around 830 layers down. So we just cleared 70 layers just by doing it that way. Okay, so what I do is now I write down, I cross out the 900, and we're down to 830. So next time she starts in 5 days, she's going to say, okay, so I have 830 layers to go, and I'm starting with layer number 2. And you're going to say, well, how do we just clear 70 layers by just doing one layer? Because this number was so massive that it just encompassed so many things that were so relevant to one topic that it just cleared it without doing anything further. Okay? So, Yehida, I would like you to also do the release of the subconscious release as well on this, okay? So the way you do that, because if you don't do this, it may not work. You have to do the subconscious release, which I like to take my
hand. I'm here, I'm listening, I'm watching, and I will. Or I am right now,
okay,
while you touch.
So basically, we already spoke about this last week with the forgiveness, but you want to do the same thing. When you do this trauma release, you want to release it from your subconscious mind, releasing it, and then replacing it with everything you want, with love, with light, with joy, with happiness, peace, serenity, like that, okay? And you blink a few times, and you just breathe, and you see what comes up gently. We don't force anything, okay? We just let it flow whichever way it's going to go. If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel pain in your heart, go into your heart. See, what am I feeling? This stuff is bringing up a lot of stuff very quickly. But you want to do systematically, because you can go into a massive healing crisis if you don't do it like this. Okay? Any questions about what I did? We're going to use lots of examples. But anything, any questions on what I just did? Yehida, are you clear what I did?
Thank you. I'm clear what you did. I definitely was with you releasing it while you were releasing it with some tears and some prayers. I just did the subconscious eye roll.
Okay.
So I've released it and replaced it. So I think I'm good on that. And okay. If I were to have a question, it would be, you say copy this page. The directions say, make a copy. It sounds like in some cases we might need more like 20 or 50 copies. has that happened to you?
Yeah, no. It does happen once in a while, but usually by the time we get to layer 10, this is going to be a couple months into the program. You've cleared so much stuff that I rarely get to needing more than one page. Sometimes you do, but then you can just make another copy if you need more pages. I would start with one page though, because it becomes cumbersome to keep track of all these blank pages. Okay, so just start with one page. Now, when you want to mark on your day timer 5 days, you could do another layer. So we are on Monday.
So that comes out on Shabbat, which means I'd wait until Sunday.
Well, hold on.
Right?
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct. It would come up. So right on Sunday in your day timer, then you can start doing layer 2 of your trauma release. Okay? And this is what it looks like.
Now, if I may ask you, you mentioned brain work, that somewhere in here you came up with me needing brain work. I understood that. Okay. That could potentially be done before next Shabbat? Would that be the brain disconnect?
Well, I wouldn't bother doing brain work until you finish doing all your trauma work, because the brain is just going to keep re-disconnecting. That's a major cause of ADD and ADHD, by the way, and all these, you know, brain problems, fuzzy brain and can't remember stuff. It's all this stuff. So once we've cleared through all the trauma, you know, which would take probably a while for you to get through all this, I would imagine, then you can go into the whole brain protocols that we go into level 2. Okay. All right.
So now that makes sense, which is why I asked, because it didn't seem to make any sense to go in and do the brain work
Correct.
That came out of layer 1.
Right.
When mm-hmm. there's still 830 more.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So now I'm going to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So let me just send you what I did. Make sure I got you cleared. All right. Great. All right. So now I'm going to go to Esther. Okay. So going into Esther here, I'm going to see how many emotional traumas does she have that we need to clear total? Is it more than 100? More than 50, 60, 70, 80? Around 80. First layer. I'm just going down. Is it 1? Is it 2? Is it 3, 4, 5? Also, complex post-traumatic stress. How many of them are there? More than 100, 200, 300, 400. I'm going to go to the adaptive response. I'm just putting my finger on the word. You know, you don't have to say it. You could just put your finger on it. Also, brain disconnect. Energy entanglements. And negative thoughts. And by the way, just because all this stuff doesn't come up doesn't mean it's not going to come up. As you go through the layers, you know, you could have like a bunch of dots all over the place here. But we're just dealing with the first layer now. Okay, so I'm going to clear her 400. And I like to say it out loud what I'm doing so the system knows what I'm clearing. So I'm clearing her 400 complex post-traumatic stress, which caused brain disconnects, energy entanglements, and negative thoughts. Going back and forth, waiting for the clearing. It just cleared. Anything else? It fully cleared. Okay. Now, if it didn't fully clear, then I would ask how many are still left. And then that's when I would just erase this number and change it to whatever's left and circle it, knowing that I would have to come back to this at some stage. Okay. Can I go to the next layer? I can. All right. The next one is 1, 2, 3, 4. Violations or feeling attacked. How many of them are there? Is it more than 100? More than 50, 60, 70? Around 70? Let's see here. How did this play out for her? Fight, flight, freeze triggers. Anxiety. All right, so we're going to clear out the 70. Feeling attacked. The fight, flight, freeze triggers. And anxieties. They cleared. Can I do number 3? No. Okay, so I'm just going to put a little note here with the date, 12/25. And how many days do we have to wait now until she could do more? Do you have to wait days? 2 more days. Okay, so in 2 days, which today's Monday, on Wednesday, you can attempt, Esther, to do layer 3. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Questions? Can you check how many layers are left? Let's just see how many cleared with this clearing.
That's a great question. Also, don't forget to do the subconscious release, okay? For what we just did for you now, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just send you what I did, because I just sometimes forget to disconnect. Okay. So 80, how many are left? Is it more than 70? 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79. So it only, 70. So it really only cleared what we cleared. So you're down to 78. It only cleared two layers. They weren't that many. Like with the Yachid, it was these massive number in one go. Okay? Some of them you're going to find there's two. And some of them you're going to find there's a million. You're like, whoa. It's just because you've gone through so much in that type of category. It was so intense that the dots were so intense for you. Okay, Esther, is that clear? Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so now we're going to go to Gitti. All right, so let's see for Gitti. How many total trauma does she have on this page that we need to release layers? Is it more than 1,000, more than 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, more than 900, about 900? Okay, for layer one, complex post-traumatic stress, how many? Is it more than 100, more than 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, more than 1,000, more than 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, more than 10,000, more than 9,000. It's about 9,000. Also, she got this massive number here. And I'm going to see the adaptive responses, loss of identity. And you can have more than one in each category, by the way. Anxiety. Okay, anything else? Okay, so we're going to clear the 9,000 complex post-traumatic stress, loss of identity, and anxieties. Clearing it out. And I'm just going back and forth, waiting for her system to clear this out. All right, do they fully clear? Yes, okay. Can I do another layer? No. Okay, so I'm going to write here 12, 25. And for layer two, we have to wait more than a week, more than 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. Wow. Okay, so I would write 2 weeks. So basically 2 weeks from today, you can come back and check yourself, Gitti, to see if you can do layer two. Okay? And be sure to do the subconscious release on that as well and replace it with what you want.
Thank you.
How many layers did it come down?
How many layers are left? Okay, so do we have more than 800, 850? Okay, 8, 10, more than 810, 820, 830, 8. It's like 830 layers left. So we cleared 70 layers in one go. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I did some release this morning on a specific trauma, and I got 5,000 layers. How does it work?
Okay, I can't answer a question out of order like that. Okay, let me use you as a sample. Unless, who is that that's talking?
It's me. It's Gitti.
Oh, Gitti. Okay. I'm sorry, you're saying that you got 5,000 layers?
I got on a specific trauma. So does it work like that? Emotional trauma.
Yeah, it could be that you got you said you got 5,000 layers on one specific trauma?
Yeah.
Okay, which one?
Does it make sense?
Which one?
On which trauma?
Yeah.
On the trauma of my husband's drinking.
Are you sure it's layers and not numbers? There's a difference.
I understood that, like, I have to choose a trauma, so I chose a trauma, and then said, okay, how many layers?
I wouldn't necessarily do it like that, but is it layer? I'm getting it's numbers, not layers, okay? That's why.
It's numbers?
Yeah. It's numbers, okay. It's not layers. So it's better to do it with layers. How many layers do you have of your husband drinking? This is Gitti I'm working on right now, right?
Yeah, whatever. Old trauma, not
it's okay. It can be traumatizing watching your husband drink. Okay, so do you have? Right. So we're just checking. How many layers do you have of your husband drinking? It's not layers. It's numbers. Okay, and that's why I don't do specific traumas. I just do, you know, in general, because it could cross over into all kinds of different categories of stuff, and it could get confusing
So
if you.
we can the, when we do the emotional trauma list, we do not need to do specific traumas. It's always general.
It's general, correct. Now,
Okay.
when you're finished clearing all of it, if something specific is coming up, that's when you might have to be specific. Like it may not clear. If it doesn't clear, then you go back and you review the sheet and say, okay, why is this not clearing? What's going on here? Maybe you have to be super specific with the trauma, but it almost never happens that you have to be specific about it.
Thanks.
Can I just
Rocco,
clarify
can you?
because.
Sorry, what'd you say? I don't know who
I
asked
um, okay, now Rocco, it's Shani. I just wanted to ask, just to clarify, like, let's say we were working on ourselves or a family member or whatever, and so we could start with general clearing. We can go into triggers and stressors. Like, when would you go into this emotional trauma release? Would you wait to see, like, if you're doing general clearing and, you know, and then it's not clearing, and then, you know, you say, oh, do I need to do emotional trauma release? Or do you, like, if you're doing triggers and stressors, then, and it's something you're getting stuck, like, is that when you would go into the emotional trauma release?
Well, I would say that most people, if you have never done trauma work, and even if you have done trauma work, do this page. That's what we're spending this week on. It's your time to work on your stuff. So work on your trauma
Oh,
this week,
okay.
okay? And then hopefully you'll get as much as you can, and then you'll put it in your day timer. And some people spend months on this protocol. You know, you want to take it slowly. And especially as you're working through all the different protocols within the program, you know, stuff's going to come up. And it might be a
So even if
specific.
you know,
Yeah, go ahead.
no, even if you know that you have specific things, but you're saying do it in a general way first and then see what you clear, and then if specific things come up, that you're saying start in a general way.
Correct. I would clear the triggers related to specific issues, but I wouldn't clear the trauma, and I'll tell you why. I don't like doing it like that because it can really be
Wait, what do you
not.
mean that you wouldn't clear the trauma? I thought that's what we're
No,
doing.
specific trauma. I wouldn't go according to specific.
Oh,
I
okay.
like categories in layers that's ready to be released. If you just go straight for a specific trauma, I want to clear all the trauma that I had with my father. It might totally throw you so off, it would take you months to recover if you do it that way, because it's very destabilizing if you don't do this correctly. We do systematic layer, and then we test, are you good? You're good. Okay, now we do this layer, clearing that off. Is that good?
So it's like gentler on the system to do it this way.
Yeah, because if I'm clearing out every possible trauma I've had with my dad, it might go down like this, right? And you're pulling them all out, and your whole system is going to be so out of whack, it takes a long time. I've seen that happen with people. I used to do it like that. That's how I know people were not well for like so long. I'm like, well, this is not
Yeah.
working that way. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, go ahead. Someone had a question?
I had a question, but it's clarified. I don't think that when I first took the trauma protocol class that you did it that way. I think we were saying, okay, we want to clear trauma with like what you just said, like with the father, or because I was working on trauma with my ex-fiance, and I didn't realize that you just do it generally.
I mean, we've always done it this way. You could do it the way that you're recommending, but I don't remember that we've ever. I mean, I can go back to the last class that we had because I actually have one here. Okay, I do see that she was wanting to just work specifically with her dad issues, but I'm just saying you could do it. There's many different ways of doing the exact same thing, by the way. However, you still want to do it though with trauma, because this is the thing. If she's working on her dad issues, this lady from before, that means she's only focused on layers related to her dad. All the other stuff's not getting addressed. So, what's the point of doing it like that? You can if it's such a major trauma for you. I'm just saying this is more effective to do it this way. Because you're dealing with all the traumas that are on that, all the traumas that are related to this issue on this layer. If you, again, you could do it either way. You could either do it by issues specifically if you want, which is going to be more limiting, or you could do it all the general traumas that are related to whatever it is. It could be the developmental traumas, the terror by caregiver.
Yeah, Rachel, it makes sense to do it the way you're saying, to make it like a broad general trauma, because one trauma will inevitably, as you get older, it will branch off and root off into so many different issues of, you know what I mean? There's like one root, and right. like it could start off with a dad, and then it'll branch off into so many different areas because of that one issue. So doing it more generally will tackle everything.
Correct. And as I'm saying, like we keep coming up with better ways of inventing ourselves. And also saying, don't get tripped up if like the protocol slightly changes. It still works. It's just we come up with more efficient and effective ways of doing the exact same thing. Okay.
Rachel, may I please ask a question along with this?
Sure.
Thank you. So if what I'm understanding is that the system, our system, our own divine wisdom, just knows how to categorize it. So it will layer together all the traumas from, for using other people's examples, an ex-fiance, a current husband, if we have one who's drinking, a father who was abusive, maybe a mother who died young. The body knows how, or the system or the soul, the higher place, knows how to categorize them and layer them so that it might put all four of those people into one layer if it were a matching trauma. Would that be interesting? So that would be the reason, because the system knows how to do it better than our own conscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yep. Exactly.
Do you have time to go through one more or no?
I don't. We're done for today, but we will carry on. I have next on the list Shani, and then Shana, and then Maki, and Bacheva. And so if you want, what's your name?
It's Leia. Does it make sense to come up, let's say, with like 5,500 layers? Or is that too many?
Is it?
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Do you have 5,500 layers of trauma? I don't know. I'm not getting that it's layers. Again, you have to do this.
So how do I ask it? Because I asked it layers.
Complex layers of trauma do you have? Is it more than 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000? Yeah, so you have 5,500 layers of complex trauma. But what I'm just saying is by the time you get through the first few layers, that number is going to
significantly
go down.
Yeah.
So don't let that flip you out. But it just means there's all these layers that are somehow intertwined together, and that you'll just see it just works. The body is so wise, it knows how to fix it. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much. So we will see you all tomorrow. We'll just carry on with more trauma. Okay. Thanks. Bye.